since its launch on May the 3rd, the Chang'e 6 lunar sampling mission has travelled to the moon and on May the 8th entered lunar orbit. This was a retrograde orbit of period 12 hours, with perilune, or close point to the moon, of 200 kilometres and apolune of 2,200 kilometres. Soon after, Pakistan's sub-satellite, the iCube Qawma, was released. The satellite carries two optical cameras which soon began sending back pictures of the moon. A three-axis attitude control system ensures that the cameras point at the correct direction. The Chang'e 6 orbit was next scheduled to one of 200 by 2,200 kilometres and a period of 4 hours. Before the landing attempt can be made, the orbit will need to be adjusted to a circular one of at altitude 200 kilometres and period 128 minutes, just a fraction over 2 hours. On June the 1st, the lander ascender will separate from the orbiter returner. Landing at Apollo Basin on the lunar far side will occur the next day. Once on the surface, the lander will deploy a small four-wheeled rover. Then the lander will collect soil and rock samples and put them into the ascender. After 2 days on the surface, the ascender will lift off and go into the 200-kilometre orbit. The descender and rover will be left on the moon. After 2 days in lunar orbit, the ascender will dock with the orbiter. At some time during the following 14 days, the lunar samples will be transferred from the ascender to the returner. If all goes according to plan, on June the 20th, the 48th day of the mission, the returner will leave lunar orbit and begin its journey to Earth. 53 days after leaving Hainan, the returner will parachute into Inner Mongolia on June the 25th. The capsule and its precious lunar samples, the first ever from the lunar far side, will be whisked off to a sterile laboratory. When the capsule is opened, eager scientists will catalogue the samples, then distribute them to qualified researchers around the world. Well, how does the that mission get called Chang'e, Chang'e 6 in the series? Well, this poem was written by Jennifer Cheng and it's read by Daniel Weeks. And, well, as the explanation will say, it's about the mythical lady in the moon.
Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Danielle Weeks, reading Chang'e by Jennifer S. Cheng. This poem comes from a book called Moon, Letters, Maps, Poems, which are all poems drawn from Chinese mythologies about women, particularly that of Chang'e, or the lady in the moon. Chang'e. Some mornings when I wake, I know that in my sleep I have been weaving a net around my body, like fish hefted in from ocean waves, or a way to catch a fallen starling. I never wanted a world clear as ether. Instead, I wanted a faraway sky to press my body up against, a boundary ever to push away. On the stairs, as I made my way down to the ground, I saw that there were moths of all sizes stuck to the wall, small and large, but always flat, as if cut carefully from an old paper bag. All day, I kept hearing metaphors, migrating salmon, nocturnal tides, the return of planetary bodies. When I say moon, I almost never mean the moon. When I say moon, I mean the light of the sky is about to disappear behind the beached ocean, and I cannot hold it anymore. It is spilling between my fingers. When I say to you, it is a strange moon day, you should know I mean the unsettling of our underbellies, strewn across such rigorous comings and goings.